him. Well, good morning to you.
Welcome back to Matt Flynn, Director. Lines are open, 844-967-2789. We're going back to Joe, and then we'll go in order after Joe. Oh, thanks for calling. Let's continue our conversation. You were in the middle of making what I thought was a good statement.
Just to sum up, and maybe you can help me on this, your previous section that you had on the radio was so informative when you were describing what is happening down in Racine County with the refusal of this mess you have with the sheriff who's taken it upon himself to act as his own little imperial king, and how injurious that is to our democracy when the people who are in charge of law enforcement, frankly, are the citizens through their elected representatives. So I would be curious to hear you talk a bit more about summarizing the situation and just how much it's costing us to have to clean up after this mess, you know, to have to send out mailers to election officials, have to send out information to those who have requested an absentee ballot to see whether that's actually true, whether they did. All of this stuff has a money cost, and I would be curious for you to, it has a moral cost, and there's a cost to our democracy, but what's the money cost? Can you estimate or just even ballpark as to what it costs us to have to clean up after these messes? Thanks a lot, Matt. I'll take my answer out there.
Yeah, no, that's an important question. And then everybody else, hang on. I'll get to you in order. But I want to answer Joe. Very important question. Here's the problem. If somebody truly wanted to vote fraudulently, sure, they could take identification from someone, show up, and vote. If they do that, it's a felony. And that's one reason they don't do it. Here, this character of hot government, they call it, this is one of these conspiracy theorists, actually had the temerity to write away for absentee ballots for Robin Voss and Corey Mason. Corey's the mayor of Racine, Robin Voss is the speaker in Mount Pleasant. He's supporting Robin Voss's opponent, Adam Steen, who's really right wing. And then he gets together with the DA. Now, this DA, strike that, sheriff. This sheriff is not a normal sheriff. He's unrepresentative of other Wisconsin sheriffs. He's the one, remember a few months ago, said the Wisconsin Election Commission should be charged with felonies because during COVID, before the vaccine in 2020, they permitted on a unanimous vote, all three Democrats and all three Republicans, to mail absentee ballots into an assisted living home of disabled people in Racine County because they couldn't physically send somebody to hand them to them. So what happened is it got there and it came in the mail. These people get mail. They filled out the ballots and mailed it back like everybody else. Nobody, if I have an absentee ballot, nobody sends an agent to my door and gives it to me. They mail it to me. But on those facts, this character, Schmeling, said they should be prosecuted. He has also endorsed, and he does this in his uniform on TV, Rebecca Clayfish, the Duchess of Foxconn, quite literally. He says, I am endorsing the Duchess. I am her footman. But Evers has had several sheriffs, good ones, endorse him, but they don't do it in uniform. Federally, there's a thing called the Hatch Act. It doesn't apply to the states, but you should not have uniform sheriffs. It's intimidating to have somebody in a uniform campaign for somebody. It should not be permitted. Sheriff should not be elected. This character got elected, and he belongs to a national. It's just the concept, you know, of constitutional carry. You have a right to carry a weapon even without training. Well, constitutional legislature, that's what the U.S. Supreme Court is pushing in this North Carolina case. The legislature can do whatever they want without judicial review. Well, the sheriffs have picked up on that. Constitutional sheriffs, the power of the county. The power of the county in Latin is posse comitatus. They are the supreme power in the county because they were elected. More than the mayor, more than the county exec, more than the president. They just say it. The problem is their people see a guy in a uniform and he has a gun and he's walking up to them. They get intimidated. Our nation was founded on civilian control. The civilians, military is subordinate to civilian government. That's true in the county, too. He's a sheriff. A judge and a prosecutor decide who are being prosecuted, not the sheriff. He has a function that's very important. It's a dangerous function. He goes out and investigates. But he doesn't freelance and decide. Some of these constitutional sheriffs, in their own estimation in other states, have actually said they're coming to the voting polls. And they want to count the votes. Who the hell do they think they are? Sheriffs should not be elected. It goes to their heads. He doesn't get to kick open the door of a surgery suite and come running shouting, "I'm a sheriff, stand back, stand back. This man has swallowed his nose. Bring me a bucket of cold water and a catcher's mitt." They throw him out. You have surgeons do it. You have judges and prosecutors decide this is a professional thing. His profession is law enforcement. It's a very important profession. But it does not involve running elections. And Joe asked for the cost. The cost, are you kidding me? Are you kidding me? What you're doing is, how would you like to pay to send a postcard to everybody who wants an absentee vote to make sure that there isn't some fraud going on? Quite a bit, hundreds of thousands of dollars, maybe more. This is wrong. We should get rid of the election of sheriffs and of police and fire commissions, appoint them. Going back to the lines, Peter Pekarsky, Senate candidate Peter Pekarsky, my friend, thanks for calling. A little time before the break, what's on your mind today, Peter?
Great, my friend, Matt. Good to talk to you this morning. I thought you might, as a outstanding lawyer and well-regarded former chair of the Democratic Party of Wisconsin, be interested in discussing with your audience the fact that ahead of the primary, the primary for the United States Senate seat, the Democratic Party of Wisconsin has just endorsed one of the candidates. You're aware of the party constitution and the usual practice, and I thought you might find this of interest and can explain everything to your listening audience. I want to wish you a very good day and continued success with the program also.
Yeah, thank you, Peter. Yeah, you know, our first segment today, you know, we go on the air just after 6 o'clock. Our first segment was all about that. That Godlewski dropped out, Lazary dropped out, Nelson dropped out, and the Democratic Party endorsed somebody contrary to the Constitution. I mentioned your name, Stephen Olakar's name, and there are two other candidates as well. And then we talked about historically that had never happened before and so forth. So I'm glad you called in. Peter Pekarsky has called in several times for the show. So some other candidates. And Peter has a degree in electrical engineering from MIT. So he's made a plausible case that if he were on a committee having to do with arms control, climate change, anything with science, cryptology systems, he would be a huge asset. In any event, I do not think the Democratic Party should be endorsed. I have said that Mandela Barnes is a friend of mine. I think he'd be a great senator too. And a week from now is the election, August 9th. So, Peter, thank you for calling in, and everybody, vote on August 9. We're going to break. The lines are open, 844-967-2789. A lot more back after the break.